Yeah, well, of course, last year we were at the New England Grand Final, and of course you were the president of the Rob College side that wasn't in the Grand Final, but this year they've moved through to the Grand Final, which we'll be happy about. But you've got a great opportunity, of course, on Saturday as you take on the Walker Rams at Captain Cook Oval to be part of the Lambert and Torrens Gunnar Red Devils side that will be part of the Grand Final, hopefully in a fortnight's time, at Pirates.
Yeah, look, from what I've been told, it was a very tough game yesterday between the Pirates and Walker, so... Look, we'll review the footage and next week and really try and it's our last game and could potentially our last game, so we'll be bringing out all the stops to try and get into that GF.
Yeah, but let's go back to Rob College. Of course, you must have been happy the boys made their way through to the Grand Final and just weren't able to get the cash over very strong St Albies, and must be happy as an ex-president that the club's still rocking and rolling and being successful.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I ducked over there and watched the Grand Final between Rob and Albies, and yeah, that was the day previous to playing Scone, and yeah, watching those boys play really, yeah, sort of, I would have liked to be out there, but really revved the engine for the next day against Scone and today again. Like, you know, it was really good to see a lot of young guys coming through and really having a good crack, and it looks like the club's doing really well from when I've left it, yeah.
Well, you can be the unique man to tell us what's the difference in between the... APJ New England competition and also the Santos Central North rugby competition, a bit more intensity in Central North and much more tougher games week in, week out, or those university derbies just absolutely tear your hair off, don't they, as far as intensity and the Albies and also, of course, the Armidale Blues when they were successful?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, unfortunately, at the end of the year last year, I spent a lot of time out with shoulder injuries, so it's not particularly fresh in my mind, but... the main thing that I could take from it is that, and watching the Grand Final, if it was just a Grand Final, the New England comp was significantly faster. Turnover and getting the pill around, whereas here it's... Well, today was probably the fastest we've played, but throughout the season it's probably a bit more physical and a bit more direct compared to the New England fast style.
Yeah. And that'd be because you've got a lot of students, a lot of kids under the age of 20, 21 playing in through the grades, and they don't quite have a cult system. But what about here at the Lambert and Torrens Gunnar Red Devils? You slipped into the number 7 shirt and you've really enjoyed the coaching there of Jason?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, he's a great coach. And the coaching is mainly, the main thing is that there's a lot of older people still playing in the team. So you've got a big cross-section of, you know, a lot of guys who... You know, from here, there, do different jobs, old, young, and yeah, I'd assume it would make the coaching a bit easier as opposed to having just 19 to 22-year-old university students who are hungover most of the time. But Jason's a great coach, and he's really receptive to letting our team sort of figure out our own, what we've got to do ourselves. So occasionally he knows when to take a step back and let us figure it out ourselves, and drops a hint every now and then. Yeah. And so really good guidance.
Well, Will, warmest congratulations on getting the Lambert and Torrens Gunnar Red Devils to a preliminary final. It's only two steps away from the grand final there against Pirates on the 2nd of September there at Chillingworth Oval in Tamworth. And we wish you all the best as you head to Captain Cook Oval.
No worries, thank you very much.